ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 3 द बर्थ ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा टेक्स्ट 23। श्री शुक उवाच अथैनम् आत्मजम् विख्य महापुरुषलक्षणम् देवकी तम् उपाधावत् कंसात् भीता सुविस्मिता। श्रीशुक उवाच अथैनमात्मजं विख्य महापुरुषलक्षणं देवकी तमुपाधावत् कंसाद्भीता सुविस्मिता। वर्ड मीनिंग श्री शुक उवाच। श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड अथ आफ्टर दिस ऑफरिंग ऑफ प्रेयर्स बाय वसुदेव एनम दिस कृष्ण आत्मजम देयार्सन विख्य ऑब्जर्विंग महापुरुष लक्षणम विथ ऑल द सिम्टम्स ऑफ सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड विष्णु देवकी कृष्णस मदर तम अनटू हिम कृष्ण उपाधावत ऑफर प्रेयर्स कमसात ऑफ कम्स भीता बींग एफ्रेड सुविस्मिता and also being astonished by seeing such a wonderful child. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Abhay Charana Arvind Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Sukadev Goswami continued. Thereafter, having seen that her child had all the symptoms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Devaki, who was very much afraid of Kamsa and unusually astonished, began to offer prayers to the Lord. Please repeat, Sukadev Goswami continued. Thereafter, having seen that her child had all the symptoms of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Devaki, who was very much afraid of Kamsa and unusually astonished, began to offer prayers to the Lord. Purport. The word Subhismita, meaning astonished, is significant in this verse. Devaki and her husband, Vasudeva, were assured that their child was the Supreme Personality of Godhead and could not be killed by Kamsa, but because of affection, as they thought of Kamsa's previous atrocities, they were simultaneously afraid that Krishna would be killed. This is why the word Subhismita has been used. Similarly, we are also astounded upon thinking of whether this moment will be killed by the asuras or will continue to advance without fear. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shailakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Srijuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitansya Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desa Tarine Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sri Suka Uvacha Athainam Atmajam Vikhya Mahapurusa Lakhyanam Devakitam Upadhavat Kamsad Bhita Subhismita Sukadeva Goswami continued, thereafter, having seen that her child had all the symptoms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Devaki, who was very much afraid of Kamsa and unusually astonished, began to offer prayers to the Lord. So, in previous 10 verses, Vasudeva offered his prayers to Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. And from 24 up to 31, There is 8 verses that Devaki Uvacha or Mother Devaki would pray to Krishna. But in between these two prayers, Vasudeva's prayer and Devaki's prayer, this text 23rd is Sukha Uvacha. Sukhdev Goswami is telling to Maharaj Parikshit, or he just expressing his own opinion. How the Supreme Personality of Godhead was appeared as the son of Devaki and Vasudeva in Kamsa's jail. And they know that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, seeing his all this all symptoms or bodily features. But still they are very afraid of Kamsa. And at same time they are usually astonished, because he has the divine features and divine weapons and Dibya Yudha, Dibya Alankara, the ornaments, all this. So, seeing all this thing, he was also astonished. So Prabhupada is telling that similarly we are also astounded upon thinking of whether, just like Vasudeva and Devaki, they are astounded because that is Krishna appeared, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Though they heard about this, but still now is practically they are seeing. So they are astounded that the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as our son. But same time, they are also fearful. Subhismita. Prabhupada told this word is very significant here. The Subhismita has been used. They are astounded but at the same time they are also fearful of Kamsa. Similarly, Prabhupada is telling, similarly we are also astounded upon thinking of whether this moment will be killed by the asuras or will continue to advance without fear. And previous verse Prabhupada is writing, Krishna consciousness moment and Krishna are non-different. And no asura can check it. So, because this Krishna consciousness moment is non-different from Krishna. That is Prabhupada's telling. That's why Prabhupada named this society as International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Many other people, they suggested, not the word Krishna is not proper. This is a sectarian name, we can change the name as God Consciousness, International Society for God Consciousness. But Prabhupada gave particularly the importance to this word Krishna, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. See, there is a book in Perfect Question and Perfect Answer. You will see this. Prabhupada is telling, if there is one name of God, if there is only one name, if you tell one name of God, then that name is Krishna. So that's why, so Krishna Consciousness, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So Prabhupada is telling, Krishna is non-different from the Krishna Consciousness moment. But still, we are afraid that at any moment, the asuras can stop this moment in any part of the world. Because Prabhupada gave the example of the Hare Krishna land, Bombay. At that time there was some conflict was going on. Mr. Nair giving problem. So that's why Prabhupada is telling, they're still demons, and that like Kamsa, they want to try, just like Kamsa was trying to kill Krishna. Similarly, in present day society also many demons, they try to destroy this Krishna conscious movement. But just like Krishna cannot be killed, so this Krishna consciousness movement cannot be destroyed. Because this is the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram sarvatra prachara hoibe mara naam. There is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forecasted 500 years before. He is non-different from Krishna. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. So he Krishna himself, and he forecasted it, he declared in every village and town all over the world this Harinam Sankirtan, the Sankirtan movement spread everywhere. So this is because this is said by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and forecasted by him. So definitely it will happen. Whether one try or did not try, just like Krishna told to Arjuna, this Mahabharata war. Arjuna, you just see in this Virat roop, this universal form, they are already got killed. This Bhima, Drona, Karna, all these three peoples. You just become an instrument. Nimitta matra bhava sabhya sachi. Just become. Actually, everything is done. Doer is the Krishna. Krishna is the doer. But still, Krishna wants to give this credit to some of his pure devotees, to his intimate devotees. He wants to give him this credit. So, similarly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forecasted. Prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram sarvatra prachara hoibe maranam. Everywhere this holy name, the Sankirtan movement will spread everywhere. That's why, but Krishna wanted to give this credit to Srila Prabhupada because he is most dear devotee and he is the commander in chief in the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's why Prabhupada tried to establish this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, but though he knows that there is no difference between Krishna and Krishna consciousness movement, and he has full faith that this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, this definitely happened. Definitely one day the entire world will be inundated with Sankirtana movement. This movement will continue to next 10,000 years. This is the 5,000 years already passed away, Krishna disappeared. So this will happen, there is no doubt. But still, because of seeing the present, these different situations, just like Devaki and Vasudeva, they are fearful, thinking about Kim Kamsa, the atrocities of King Kamsa, how he killed so many children of Devaki Vasudev, about at least 6 children. So now, Prabhupada telling, we are also fearful, though we know that this movement definitely it will be successful. It's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's word. But still we are fearful of these demons. This moment, that a moment, the asuras can stop the moment in any part of the world. We are fearful about this. Because we are seeing still in Russia how the people struggle. Salted bread. One devotee wrote this book, Salted Bread, how they are throwing the breads in jail. And devotees were just not eating, but they're making beads. They're making beads and they started chanting again. Shashi Gaur Nitaya ki jai, Krishna Balaram ki jai, Radha Shyama Sundar Lalita Visakha Devi ki jai. So that's why Prabhupada is empowered by Krishna and he is full faith that this movement will be successful. Definitely the movement will go on in a path of success. But still Prabhupada is little just expressing his feelings, just like Vasudeva and Devaki. They are also and they have convinced that it is forecasted by the demigods. The eighth son of Devaki will definitely kill Kamsa. But still thinking Kamsa's cruelty and his atrocities, how he killed other children, they are little fearful. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forecasted that it will happen. This Hare Krishna movement will spread everywhere. So, but still there are so many demons, the peoples, they falsely claiming themselves as Krishna himself. Some are they are imposter Krishna or imitating Krishna. And some want to destroy this movement. That the Prabhupada is writing, the society is such an uncivilized state that there are so-called Mahatmas who are prepared to kill cows and children and stop the Hare Krishna movement. Such uncivilized activities were actually demonstrated in opposition to the Hare Krishna movements in Bombay. And we see, still there is the peoples, they want to destroy this movement. They want to become Krishna, they declare themselves as Krishna. I remember in Kumbh Mela, not this Kumbh Mela, before that, there is Allahabad Kumbh Mela. And there is one person came and there is a big poster that Kalki Bhagavan is arriving. Kalki Bhagavan is Hare Kalki, Hare Kalki, Kalki Kalki, Hare Hare. This is the Mahamantra. So that there is about 250 or 300 people who are walking behind this man and they are shouting, Kalki Bhagavan ki. I said the people are so there is another Mayavadi's ashram, there is Sankrat, our ISKCON camp, then there is a little, there is a camp of Shankaracharya of Dwarka, Swarupananda Saraswati or something. So he is a Mayavadi. The Mayavadis also consider themselves as God, everyone God. But still, he called this man. Why is calling him God? He could not tolerate it. So actually, Mayavadis think the way we are God. So he went to his camp, they gave him seat to sit down, and they asked, why you are claiming yourself as God? Because this is Kali Yuga, I am the Kaliki incarnation. Shankaracharya told, okay, Kali Yuga, but Kalki incarnation will appear in the end of Kali Yuga. So, how you appeared in past, now is the beginning of Kali Yuga, it's starting. 5,000 years. He told, because I could not tolerate the sufferings of the so many human living entities, I could not tolerate. So I appear first, I am before. Shankaracharya asked, okay, but it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tejas of Srimad Bhagavatam, that Krishna, Kalki Bhagavan will appear in a particular place is called Sambhalagram. This is in UP. Sambhalagram is still there in UP, near Muradabad. And that village, there is 99% who are Muslims. And 1% is one Brahman basti is there. Brahman said, there is one Kalki temple, very old. Kalki Bhagavan is there, it is forecasted that Kalki will appear from there. Anyhow, he told, you are from Sambhalagram in UP? He told, no, I am from South India. I am from South India near Madras. He told, then why, how you appear there? It is not proved in Shastra, it is not in Bhagavatam. Your father's name is Vishnu Jasa. He told not something else. He told his father's name is only. But it is mentioned in Shastra. It is proved in Vedic literatures. There is father of Kalki Bhagavan will be Vishnu Jasa. Village will be Sambhalagram. He will be in Brahmana family. Are you Brahmana family? Please, yes, yes, I am from Brahmana family. He told that. Sagaraj told, okay, you are Brahmana family, then try to behave like a Brahmana. Eh? Don't claim himself yourself as God. Then his followers, his disciples, they shouted immediately, no, our this is God himself. Kaliki Bhagavan ki jai, they again started shouting. Eh? So there is so many Kaliki, there is Kaliki Bhagavan, there is so many other Bhagavans. Eh? And this many people, they claimed themselves as Bhagavan, or they consider someone as Bhagavan, some other personalities. Eh? In Maharashtra, in Bengal, in so many places you will see, go to Odisha and Bengal, there are so many Bhagavans. Eh? People just consider many people as a Saman Bhagavan very easily. Eh? There is in Madras also, few years before that man was died, he claimed himself as God. He has about four crores or more disciples. So in these people like this, because there's so many people they claim themselves as God. In Bombay, when Prabhupada was fighting with this Mr. Nair, and these people have no faith in God, simply want to cheat, plunder, and somehow other, have the sense gratification. Even this demon-like man, this Mr. Nair was threatened when Prabhupada went with this P.L. Sethi with him to meet him in his house. Then he was misbehaved Prabhupada like anything. And Prabhupada did not tell him this come back. But that night, Nrisimhadev did not excuse him. His heart attack, somehow other died. Then Mr. Nair's wife was claiming, seeing the Prabhupada, then told, you killed my husband. Prabhupada, how he killed? Because he committed offenses. So Krishna could not tolerate the offenses against his devotees. So that's why you can see Prabhupada telling that will. That's why we are fearful. Though we have full faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's word, that is, this movement will spread. No doubt, it will go every. This movement will spread all over the world, every village and town. As Mahaprabhu forecasted, it will happen. Whether we are taking part in the Sankirtan movement or not taking. Those who are taking part in the Sankirtan movement, then they will get the credit. So, that's why Prabhupada is indirectly inspiring all of us to be active in the Sankirtan movement, take part. Prithivite ache jatanagaradi gram hai, bharata bhumite haila manushya janmajar, janma sarthaka karikara, परोपकार जारे देखो तारे कह कृष्णोपदेश अमार आज्ञाएं गुरु हया तारिये तारे देश इफ समान एक्सेप्टेड चैतन्य महाप्रभु सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड देन मस्ट हैव फुल फेथ दैट इट विल डेफिनेटली हैपन इन नो डाउट सो जस्ट लाइक देवकी एंड वसुदेव दे आर they are fearful, though they know that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, no one can kill him, no one could kill him. But same time, at the same time, also astounded, thinking whether this child will survive or not. Kamsa will kill. So Prabhupada is telling that, thinking whether this moment will be killed by these asuras, what will going to happen? Though Prabhupada has confirmed that the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement cannot be stopped, no one can stop it. It will go on. It will continue. This moment. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Today also this Urana Shasti day in Jagannath Puri. This is called Urana Shasti, means the winter season. In the Vaishnava calendar I saw they have written Urana Shasti. So the first time Lord Jagannath accepted the winter cloth. Winter cloth for the first time is they offered the winter, the warm clothes, winter clothes to Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra deities. So one time in Jagannath Puri, when this festival was going on, there one intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was an incarnation of Vrishabhanu. There is any Gaurugana Dasyapika told that Vrishabhanu Toya Khyata Purayah Brajamandale. And this Brajamandal was known as Vrishabhanu before. So Adhuna Pundarikakya Vidyanidhi Mahasaya. Now in this Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastime, she appeared as Pundarikakya, Pundarikakya Vidyanidhi, Pundarika Vidyanidhi Mahasaya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called him as Bapa, as father, because he is Vrishabhanu. So that Pundarika Vidyanidhi also came to Jagannath Puri. And he and Swarup Damodar Goswami, the private secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are very close, intimate friends. So both of them together always goes to Jagannath temple to have darshan. So they went to Jagannath temple both, and that day, because this is the Swarana Shasti day, they saw the Jagannath, and Jagannath wore the new dresses. But these dresses were Murua Vastra, this starch. Some starch is just with this verse, with this cloth. And it looks very thin. And Pundarika Vidyanidhi did not like this. He told, this is very, this starch is made of the rice water. When they cook the rice, there's some water come out. So this is the new cloth, they drop in that water and it become very hard, hardest. So Pundarika Vidyanidhi told, how it is? The Supreme Lord, the Lord Jagannath, is the Lord of universe. How are they giving this cloth to Lord Jagannath? This is contaminated cloth because they are putting in starch, in this rice water starch. But he says, but Pundarika, his friend, Swarup Damodar Goswami told, anyhow, Supreme Lord Jagannath is, he is omniscient, he knows everything. And he accepted this service. Unless Jagannath accepted the service, how they could offer this cloth to him? Look, Jagannath is smiling, he is happy. So we should not criticize. Why? What is our, we came and just see, have darshan and go. But Pundarika Vidyanidhi could not stop. He told, Jagannath is Supreme Lord, okay, he can do whatever he like. He can wear whatever cloth he like. But I see this, all these pujaris, they are also wearing this Madhuva Vastra, this starch clothes. And this, look, this king. The king also having the turban with the starch clothes. This is too much. He started little criticizing to the pujaris and to the Jagannath pujaris. These pujaris are like, they are chewing the pan and they are offering this starch cloth to the Lord Jagannath. They do not know any mantra, nothing, no papa, they don't know anything, just whatever they like they do. Just like this, little criticize them, and after criticizing, then Pundarik Vidyanidhi just come, both friends, Swarupa Damodar Goswami and Pundarik Vidyanidhi, they come, they return, they are going to their resting place. Swarupa Damodar went to the Mahaprabhu's place, because he was the private secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's secretary. Swarupa Damodar Goswami, then Pundarik Vidyanidhi come to his own place. Then he was trying to take rest in night. So then Jagannath and Balaram both came. The two brothers, they come to Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi saw these two brothers came, and they are in angry mood, and they have their own fist. They started beating whom? They start beating Pundarik Vidyanidhi. In the Balaram is beating, and another Jagannath is beating. But Jagannath started smiling. He told, now you are getting the proper punishment. It was too heavy. His cheeks were swollen. Then he was shouting loudly. Oh, no, Lord, please excuse me. Please stop it. It's too much painful. The tears flowing from Pundarik Vidyanidhi's eyes. Then Lord Jagannath they're smiling. Told, now you learn the lesson. You are criticizing our devotees. Who are you to criticize? Your friend told that we are accepting the service. And why you are criticizing? Stop this criticizing. Pundarik Vidyanidhi beg his forgiveness, just fell down at their feet, then they disappeared. So this Pundarik Vidyanidhi actually got up from the dream, and he saw his both cheeks are swollen, and he told, oh, what happened? And he was actually ecstatic. He became crying, because Lord accepted him as their servant and punished him. So he was crying, but he could not. Every day, Swarupa Damodar Goswami and Pundarik Vidyanidhi together, they used to go Jagannath temple for darshan. And that day, Pundarik again got sleep. Then Swarupa Damodar Goswami, after seeing the Mangala Arati, he can return and knock the door. Pundarik Vidyanidhi got up and told, then with much struggle, he just opened the door. Then Swarupa Damodar told, what happened to you, Pundarik Vidyanidhi? What happened? Why did you not come for Mangala Arati yesterday? You are okay? What happened? He told, I am okay. You just look at my cheeks. He told, what happened? Then he just saw his salad, looks red. He told the whole story, how Jagannath Balaram came and slapped him and chastised him. He told, oh brother, you are true. You are the in true statement, you are truly understand Jagannath. I could not understand this, so I got the punishment. But Swarupa Damodar Goswami became very pleased. Because actually, Lord Jagannath accepted you as their servant. Jagannath and Balaram, they personally came to you to punish you. Look how dear you are to Lord Jagannath and Balaram. So this is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita Antilila. So in 16th chapter, this past times, how Pundarik, this Jagannath Balaram behaved with Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So today is that incident happened. Today is Purana Shasti. Jagannath is very special. For a devotee, he can do anything and everything. He ही थ्रो रामानुजाचार्य फ्रॉम जगन्नाथपुरी टू कुरुक्षेत्र है जगन्नाथ रामायण इज ऑल्सो मेन्शन इन चैतन्य चरितमृत रामानुजाचार्य व्हेन वन टाइम केम टू जगन्नाथपुरी एंड ही सॉ दिस व्हाट इज गोइंग ऑन हियर व्हाट टाइप ऑफ कल्चर इज हियर दे आर नॉट फॉलोइंग एनी प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ नारद पंचरात्र विधि व्हाट एवर दे लाइक दे आर डूइंग दिस पीपुल्स आर टू मच रामानुजाचार्य telling these people are chewing paan, they are talking it, they are everything, whatever they like they do. So Ramanujacharya told to the Jagannathpuri king, he told, O king, I want to have a debate with your pujaris, your Pandit Sabha, Mukti Mandapan. King, Ramanujacharya, everyone knows, he was Digvijay Acharya, everywhere, he was Acharya of Sri Sampradaya. Vaishnava Sampradaya Acharya, very famous, thousands of disciples. He told, okay. Then he told, because they have to follow the principles of Narada Pancharatra Vidhi, any deity worship. Narada Pancharatra Vidhi, but this pujari, they are not following anything. What is he doing? So, king cannot refuse. King told these pujaris, head pujaris, you are also must be ready now. Tomorrow morning, we have to have a meeting with whom? Ramanujacharya. There will be discussion about the principles of deity worship. How you are worshipping Lord Jagannath? Are you following any scripture? Narada Pancharatra Vidhi? Or how you are going according to your own concoction? So that they are very, become a incident that the pujaris, they are become very fearful because they know that no one can defeat Ramanujacharya. He has traveled all over the world, everywhere, he defeated everyone. They are just going to Jagannath. That night, when the main race of Lord Jagannath, Singharadas happened in night time. Actually Jagannath dressed, it's called Bada Singara Vesa, like we are called Singara Darshan, 7:15 we have the dress. So there Lord Jagannath have the Bada Singara Vesa, this main Singara Vesa, that is in night, 11 o'clock. Because in 11 o'clock night, is full flower dress, Jagannath, completely flower dress. And because he is going to Rasa dance that time, in night he will go to Rasa. So in that time, after dressing this, they all pujari just fell down at the feet of Lord Jagannath and they're crying, "Oh Lord, our ancestors and we are also serving you so sincerely. We did not know anything but you. We know everything, only your lotus feet. And we are so, whatever we are doing it with love and affection. We did not know anything. But this Pandit come and they want to stop this system. Our parampara system is going on. This is actually Brahma gave the process how to worship Lord Jagannatha. There are no other scriptures. Brahma Jamala, they have only Brahma Jamala, Rudra Jamala and Devi Jamala for this Jagannath worship. There is Brahma Jamala, Rudra Jamala for Balaram and there is Devi Jamala. There are no other scriptures. They don't follow all other scriptures. And Niladri Mahodaya, about all the festivals. So, how this man, this is coming to argue with Narada Pancharatra. We don't know what is Narada Pancharatra, all these things. How this people, please, we are just depending upon you. You save us. In this way, they all pujaris just cried, then they left to their home. Lord Jagannath told in dream to this pujari, why you are fearful? I will definitely jogo khemam bahameham ananya chintayantamang jajana paipasape tesang nitya bhyuktanang jogo khemam bahameham. You have no other shelter. You are already holding my lotus feet. Don't fear. That night, Lama Ramanujacharya was sleeping in his room, in his house, in a Jagannath Puri, his apartment, and he was sleeping. Jagannath just told his servants, just take this guy from this Puri and throw him into where? In Kurma Khetra, in Andhra. Acharya was sleeping in Puri and he has to be debate in the next morning with the pujaris. And when in morning Ramanujacharya he woke up, and where I am, he was just looking around. He understood, this is the same bed, and so he is sleeping in the same bed, everything, but the place is different. He is no more in Jagannath Puri. 1,000 kilometers away. He told, then he could understand, this is the work of Lord Jagannath. Otherwise, how can someone trust him? And next morning, then when there is a Pandit Sabha, then all Punjabi Pandits came, all the Pujari is there, all. A king came, then he called, why is Ramanujacharya? Called him, oh, Ramanujacharya, but everyone searching. Ramanujacharya is nowhere in his room. This is Lord Jagannath. He throw him. Then Ramanujacharya could understand. Jagannath has no such rules and regulations. He is a deity of love. We can worship Lord Jagannath only with love. Prabhupada came to West. Prabhupada did not took Jagannath, but he was in a small boy, he was performing his worship and performing his car festival. Lord Jagannath appeared, making an instrument, one of his disciples, Malati Mataji. And Jagannath came with Mataji. He's in this just in marketplace. We should not think they are ordinary. These disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they are very special because Krishna is using them as an instrument in his pastimes. And also Prabhupada. So Krishna just, now Jagannath also just making instrument. So Marathi Mataji come to Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada just part on this car festival, this Rath Yatra festival. When Mataji just put on the table, Prabhupada's table, Swamiji, this is Indian doll. The temple was calling Swamiji. Prabhupada told, Indian doll, he just saw, oh, Lord Jagannath. Immediately Prabhupada folded his hand and paid his obeisances to Lord Jagannath. What happened? Swamiji, what happened? But then he told, this is not doll, this is Lord of the universe. There must be two other dolls like this. He told, yes, this is black. There is one white and another yellow. Then he, again, the Mataji went with her husband, Shyamasundara Prabhu, then he brought next two other dolls. Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra. Jagannath is very special. He is a very special deity. And so anyhow, so today is for the first time Jagannath wore this winter dress. This is called Udhana Shashti. Hare Krishna, any question or comment? It is already time. ओके ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।